USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A week since they struck and the death toll from the Kentucky tornado still rising. Governor Andy Beshear says it's now at 77. There is just one person listed as still missing. The governor is saying late last night that Kentucky is going through quite a lot, but it's not defeated or broken. And Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, of course, represents his home state of Kentucky, and he was there yesterday meeting with local leaders in Bowling Green.
They've got a system down that's absolutely spectacular. Somebody shows up with a chainsaw with a buddy, pick a site, send them out, and it's been a remarkably well-organized cleanup and recovery effort.
As it continues a troop buildup along its border with Ukraine, Russia is now demanding that Ukraine and other ex-Soviet nations be barred from entering NATO. This is USA Radio News.
Folks, you know how cancel culture has affected Mike Lindell. Well, MyPillow may have gotten canceled out of retail stores, but you can save big just in time for Christmas at MyPillow.com. The classic standard size MyPillow that sold in stores for almost $70 is on sale for Christmas for just $19.98. Standard size, $19.98, queen and king size slightly higher. But only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, get a MyPillow for that special person in your life. You also get a free press and pack bag so you can take your MyPillow anywhere. Save big on anything on the MyPillow website, but only if you use my promo code USA. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs. Get the best price ever on a MyPillow and do your Christmas shopping at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Merry Christmas.
It's been a year of trials of national interest with an update on one of them that's still underway. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
There was emotional testimony from former Brooklyn Center, Minnesota police officer Kim Potter as she took the stand in her own defense during her manslaughter trial. She's accused of shooting and killing Dante Wright, a 20-year-old black man that she had pulled over for having expired tags. She said her stop went out of control when Wright tried to drive away while her partner was leaning into the car.
I remember yelling, "Taser, taser, taser," and nothing happened. And then he told me I shot him.
Potter said she thought she was reaching for her taser, but grabbed her gun instead.
J.P. Morgan Chase paying the government over $200 million in fines after what was called widespread record-keeping failures. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
The U.S. Postal Service is reaching a settlement with the NAACP over mail delays and their effect on election ballots. The Postal Service has agreed to take what it calls extraordinary measures to get ballots delivered for the 2022 midterm elections. Weekly reports will be provided on service performance starting 6 weeks before the actual elections. Mail-in ballot guidance will also be publicly posted no later than February 1st for federal primary elections and October 1st for general elections. The NAACP filed the lawsuit in 2020 arguing the changes made in the delivery system made it unreliable and led to confusion before the election. Workers at the deadly AstroWorld Festival in Houston might not be getting paid. An email obtained by Rolling Stone shows a manager representing the festival's promoters suggesting that workers would not get their paychecks unless they sign an amended employment contract releasing Live Nation and Score More Productions from liability. A revised contract in the edit states that employees assumed full responsibility for injuries or damages at the festival. Tiger Woods back on the golf course. The golf legend hitting the links yesterday with his son Charlie at the PNC Championship Pro-Am in Orlando. Woods had last played competitive golf a year ago at the same event. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.